Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
Hello, I'm Błażej Łukaszewski, and today we are going to talk with Tomasz Waśniewski. Dzień dobry, Tomasz.
Dzień dobry.
Tomasz is a student of Erasmus on University of Gdańsk. He's studying journalism on sixth semester. Where are you from, Tomasz?
I'm from Germany. Currently, I'm studying in the city of Bremen, which is in the northwestern part of Germany.
And why you decided to go to Gdańsk to study?
Well, because I have Polish roots. My great-grandfather is from the Masurian era, from the city of Jadowo. And also, because I'm studying journalism, interested in current political events in Poland, also interested in the history, and that's why I thought Poland might be an interesting place to study. And 4 years ago, as a tourist, I was in Gdansk the first time. I did a trip to Kaliningrad in Russia, and on the way back to Germany, spent like half a day in Gdansk, like the city, and always thought maybe I come here back and study.
Were you considering another cities to go to study? Maybe visiting Gdansk 4 years ago helped you to decide to go to Gdansk?
Yeah, absolutely, because I thought about the Masurian era, but yeah. I think the only city where you can study is Olsztyn, but you can study journalism there. Okay. So that's why Gdansk made sense.
Okay,
it's like, I always heard it's like a free and liberal city, and it's on the ocean, so everything was fine. And I decided to go to Gdansk.
Okay. What are your impressions during your studying here? And how long are you going to stay in Gdansk?
I stay till June. But I Since October, yeah. But I decided to extend for one semester because I think one semester is not enough time to get to know the city and the people. But so far my impression is really good. I can't wait for summertime, for instance, to finally enjoy the ocean and something like that. And yeah, it's quite nice. I like it here.
Okay, Tomasz, you have two recordings for us. So maybe we can now listen to one of them. You can suggest one of them now?
Yeah, last semester I did a course which was called History of Poland, which one of the professor from the University of Gdansk is working for the European Solidarity Center in Gdansk Stoczni, I guess that's where it is. So he helped me that I could gain a lot more information about Polish history and political events. And I asked one of his colleagues, his name is Kasper Dziekan. He organizes events with foreign students from all over Europe and talk about current political events, which in some way are connected to the Solidarność history and the history of Poland. So we can listen to that.
Okay.
When I meet with the group, I ask them first what do they know about the Solidarność, and then I try to adjust the exhibition or my tour to their knowledge. And in most cases, this knowledge is rather small. Well, they recognize Wałęsa, of course, but most cases he's the only person they recognize. If these are people, well, sometimes they're people who are interested in Polish history. In this case, they recognize Anna Walentynowicz. Very often they recognize Jacek Kuroń. Speaking of people, they recognize Adam Michnik. So there are, let's say, 5 to 10 names that they are able to recognize. They are able, the ones who actually studied some Polish modern history, they are able to, let's say, recreate the basic events, how it looked like, what led to Solidarity, what was later, when it happened, etc. But these people who had rather basic background, they usually recognize Wałęsa, they know the name Solidarność, they know that it was somewhere in the 80s, not really, don't really know when exactly. They are rather unaware of the previous protests or other movements in Poland. And they know that it happened in Gdańsk, when they already hear it, I can't tell whether they knew it before they came to Gdansk or not, but once they already hear, they knew that it was here, or they recognize as a shipyard, as a worker movement, so the trade union fighting with the communism. This is something that they usually know. They know that Wałęsa was awarded with a Nobel Prize. And basically this. For example, when I had several times American groups, and they usually see it as a bigger thing, as a trigger, you know, if they knew something, they consider it as a trigger of to start the whole decomposition of the Eastern Bloc, because they've been told that, or they've studied it this way. So, for example, when we have the last room, we have this whole collapse of Soviet Union. When we talk, they're like, "Yay, that was Poland that started it, etc." But when they are from other countries, especially if they are from Central Eastern Europe or if they are from former Soviet states, because this is actually the groups that I have most often in common. So Ukrainians, Russians, Belarusians, they say they are more balanced or more nuanced. They kind of. And they more emphasize the role of their countries, or they try to see it in a different perspective. So yeah, Americans and Westerns, the Westerners, they usually see it more of a triggering movement, and whereas the Eastern European, Central Eastern Europeans is more of a seeing it more complex, I guess. For the Ukrainians, this is very often a very touching experience, since they look for analogy between, Solidarność and the current events in Ukraine. As you will know, in the Maidan, they were really referring to Solidarity a lot. And actually, they are, the Institute of National Remembrance in Kiev is now planning already the Maidan Museum, and they chose ECS as a role model, in a way. Not, of course, literally. So they were, they were coming to us with study tours, to study how this institution was built and what inspirations they could take. And so for people like this is a very personal, perception. So they seek very Ukrainian context in many places. They, for example, one thing Ukrainians ask about Anna Valentinovich a lot, because they know about her, because she was born in when she was born, it was a Polish territory back then, but ethnically, according to me, she was Ukrainian, and she just she was speaking Ukrainian in the first, her first language was Ukrainian. She later on picked up Polish, and when she moved to Gdansk, she. She also, I guess, picked up Polish identity, but I guess she kept somehow, I guess, the Ukrainian identities. And for many of them, it's important, that she was actually their own person. Belarusians, as well, since usually I have people, rather people from who are the opposite to Lukashenko's regime, so who were so protesting in 2015, 2010 on the protests after presidential elections. So they also kind of consider it as a stories of their own, they knew, and they often show that, here is the history, and we experience it now, as an everyday story. So this is the perception of Ukrainians, actually, of Belarusians. I don't think that everybody has to do it. Like, I think forcing people to do anything isn't it good. In the first place. So, but I guess think the more people you try to get interested is the better. Not with forcing them to see the exhibition when they don't care about. It's more of like pointing them that something might be interesting for them.
Yeah, I choose to do this interview because I just wanted to know if my interest in Polish history matches with the interest of other foreigners that might be visiting the European Solidarity Center, so it was kind of interesting to hear. The interest depends on where you're coming from, Western or Central Europe. Then you might know some general things about communism, or if you are from an Eastern European country, then maybe you are emotionally more attached to that topic. And the last question of me to Mr. Jekan was if you can force this kind of interest, and I also would like to know if you are as a Pole, you of yourself, or do you know are Poles in general or people in Gdansk in general interested in this part of Polish history, Solidarność part of history? Is it something important, something you are aware of?
For me, as a Polish person, I think history is important thing. Majority of Polish people, I think, know the most important moments in history of Poland, even in history of Gdańsk. We know that Gdańsk is one of the most important places in the Poland. For example, Lech Wałęsa now is a huge political battle between Polish sides about, for example, if Wałęsa is a hero or he's not a hero, yeah? But I don't want to talk about political things, but I think a lot of Polish people are proud that they are Polish. We have huge moments in history, in our long history, since Mieszko I. It was in the 10th century. And our history has good and bad moments, but finally I think that Polish people always were people with great heart. They always wanted to fight for Poland. Now the situation is complicated because we have in the political world a lot of sides who don't want to fight for Poland, but they are fighting for their own economical and political interests. And maybe now Polish people are divided between three or two sides, and it's a problem, I think.
Yeah, okay. In this interview, we heard Mr. Jekan. The thing about him is the foreigners he's working with, they are already interested in Polish history. And then I also interviewed Mr. Adam Szubaszik.
Yeah.
He is a tour guide for the exhibition there, and he is working with people who are not entirely interested. So I also, we can hear about his experiences,
course.
And they are a little bit different.
Let's listen to.
I think we could differentiate between these two groups, I would say. People, of course, including students coming from former communist countries, and people, again, including students coming from the so-called Western Europe. In the interaction with them, you can somehow feel that their experience, their background is different. They have a different level of understanding of this history, even if they are too young to remember it themselves. I have to note that we have a lot of, not just students, but a lot of people in general, including students and young people, young activists as well, coming, for example, from Ukraine. So you can draw some parallels in our history. So Ukraine has their own problems right now. They've been also struggling with different forms of democracy, different degree of democracy. They had their own revolution a few years back. So I think, I mean, I wouldn't like to just be the one, as I'm Polish, to put Poland in such a perspective as this should be a country for others to look up to. But I just can say what those visitors tell us. They tell us that they want to look at our history, at the history of Gdańsk, at the history of Poland, of social movements, and kind of maybe not learn, but at least be inspired from this, how people can get together to achieve something. Different people can find things they associate with. If these are people from Western Europe, they can, for example, say that they had a parent or an uncle who was telling some stories about it. If there are, I don't know, students or people from
South America, Latin America, they had their own history of totalitarian regimes, of revolutions. So even it's a different story. It's still a similar story. So people find different things. They associate this exhibition with. They can find something familiar for them. Sometimes even surprisingly for us, surprisingly for me. As trivial as it sounds today, that there is no freedom of speech and freedom of opinion. There is no questioning of the dominant narration. So they just demanded that. It wasn't just like everyone from the very beginning and all the time demanded abolishing of communism or of socialism altogether. Or people wanted to change their daily lives. People defended human rights. For example, if you're a student and you know that your friend is printing and colporting some leaflets regarding such issues as violations of democracy or by the and the things that are actually guaranteed by constitution or by international law and so on, and you know he's found dead, and no one knows what happens to him. No one wants to tell the truth, and if you want to discuss this, you are silenced. Then of course there's this urge to change something about it, and I think it's something that brings people together.
So again, I think it's kind of interesting if you look at why people choose Poland either to study or why they're interested in. As I said, people like me who maybe have like roots in Poland are interested in some way, and then there are people from Eastern Europe who are maybe emotionally feel closer to Poland. I think it's kind of interesting, and one of my perceptions was before I came here to study is that maybe the student's life at the University of Gdansk, due to its history, is maybe very political and very active, which I haven't experienced so far, but maybe you can tell me as a student here how active political life is at the university. Because in Germany, my experience is it's extremely active and political.
My own political active, I think I don't do a lot in this area. I have my own mind about politics in the Poland, but I think that it's not necessary to spend my all free time on talking about politics, because finally I don't have enough influence on that. Of course, me and every Polish person has influence on the things that are happening in Poland. I have to fight for my own mind, but I want to spend my free time in for example, by developing my own skills to doing what I want to do. And you were talking about people who are coming to Poland to study, for example, and the reasons are different. For example, I think that young people from Western Europe, if they are choosing Poland, I think as the same you, because you want to learn, you want to get to know something different. But people from Eastern Europe, I think in majority, they has to that. They want to live normally, and situation in Ukraine is not good for these people. So it's normal that they are going for Poland in order to have normal life. So the reasons are different, I think. What I can tell more about that, I don't know.
And I think we can check if our perception, which is, I guess, same, the same perception, we have the same perception, kind of, I think we can check if it matches, because I have interviewed a couple of different students all around Gdansk and the university.
Okay.
And their reasons why they studied here and what they like and what they don't like. So I think we can hear it.
I'm studying here a Polish language. That's why I decided that the best place where I can study Polish language is Poland. And I like Gdańsk, that's why I chose this town and this university.
Why I choose Poland? Because it's a very comfortable country. Gdańsk is close to the sea, and that's why I choose. I like sea. And people of Poland is very friendly and nice. I made a lot of friends here, and that's why I'm happy here.
I think in Poland, the education is higher than Ukraine. In Ukraine, some problems with education, that's why I choose Poland.
Actually, I got a grant as well, like for a scholarship, and moved to Poland for studies. And it was really close, like a first step to go study abroad, but not far away from home, because I'm from Ukraine. So, yeah, by the border.
Because I'm half Polish, and my university had a friendship with Gdansk University, so I decided to come and meet my half culture.
Because I wanted to come to Poland, and I wanted to come to Poland because I wanted to go on Erasmus to a country, the language of which I knew. And I already knew Polish before coming here, and that's why I chose Gdańsk.
I thought it's a very interesting city because it has a really, really interesting history. And I also saw a lot of pictures in the internet, and I thought it's a really beautiful city. So I thought that's a city I want to study, and that's like one of the reasons. And also because not a lot of people go to Eastern Europe to study. I always want to be a little bit different, so I went to Gdańsk.
See, the most, and I have studied in Warsaw, and this city is crowded, but Gdańsk is not so crowded, and I think that it is perfect for living, for students.
Parties, clubs, disco.
Our country, very nice. The people were very kind, helpful.
Yeah, I like about Poland that it's like familiar mentality. So they're quite similar to Ukrainians. And probably I like the landscape because it's different. And if you want to go and see something, like go to the seaside or to go to mountains to see old cities. You can do that in Poland really for cheap. Like traveling for cheap in Poland is great.
Well, I like the food, especially I live in the like very hipster neighborhood, so I get to eat vegan and all that jazz. And the food is really amazing there, like Polish vegan stuff. It's great. And I like the cold. I like the snow. I like the sea very much. Oh, and the cranes. The cranes are beautiful. And this area, yes. And also, I love abandoned buildings. I got to visit an abandoned building, and it was really beautiful. We took a few pictures, but it was dangerous, so we just left. But yeah, it was beautiful. And that's what I like.
I like, for example, SKM. And I like that there are cities which can be found at about even 50 kilometers or 100 kilometers far away from here, and there is SKM, direct SKM. So in my opinion, the public transport and the public connection is quite good here. And I think that Gdańsk is very well, very well organized.
I really enjoy being close to the sea and just take a walk at the beach and... Yeah, I think that's beautiful.
Great experience. Sometimes people are very serious. Polish people, and I don't know, it's hard to talk first time if you don't know next to you person.
I think Polish guys are really nationalistic and a little bit depressive, so, and they complaining all the time. It's really difficult to deal with it, because most of the time I spend with them. And afterwards, I go home, for example, see my parents, and they told, stop complaining, come on, you're living abroad. Yeah, I think it's the most annoying thing, and they go really crazy on those football matches, or I don't know, that the national day. So I'm afraid of those guys then, really.
Public transport, because there are many people in there. Like, it's so packed, which is great because it means people are taking it, but I don't like crowds, so I don't like it. But I bike, so I don't care.
For example, I don't like bureaucracy, because here, with several documents, you have to go to several offices and etc. So I don't like that much the bureaucracy, the numberation of the tracks at the train station is a little bit complicated and unlogical, because the tracks have a different number than the platform.
Different tickets for the different public transportations. Like, for example, if you want to drive with a bus, you have to buy a ticket for the bus. If you want to drive a train, you have to buy a ticket for the train. And because from back home, you only have to buy a ticket once, and you can use the tram, the train, and the bus, and you don't have to buy a separate ticket. And I think that's something that really annoys me.
So I think it's kind of interesting, as we discussed. If you are a foreigner, you either want to go to Poland because you have a Polish parent or grandparent, so you're kind of looking for your identity, your roots, like me, or you're from a country close by. So I guess if you are Ukrainian, or that's what those Ukrainians said, Poland is like an upgrade.
And because education is better in the Ukraine, for example. But no, there are a lot of reasons. For example, people from Germany or French, I think, are interested in studying in Poland because Poland is cheaper. It's very cheap in comparison with Germany and France, I think. Another reason to study in Poland or in Gdańsk even is environment, I think. See a lot of forests, very good air in the Gdańsk, so I think it's also incredible, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Talking about pros and cons, I think the fact that the city is on the seaside is a huge plus. And also, maybe it sounds superficial, but for me also the first thing I found out, it's extremely cheap. It's unbelievable if you're from Western Europe. And also, I think if you talk about Polish people, one of the pros is definitely that they are very friendly and very helpful, I guess. But of course, they are extremely reserved, and I would say even more reserved than the German people, which is kind of a stereotype about Germans, but I would say maybe Poles are a little bit more reserved. So when it comes to partying, so far my experience was it's not that extremely nuts as in Germany. It's a little bit more casual, but I don't know, maybe it was just a coincidence.
Yeah, part of Polish is not open to talk with people from other countries. But if you drink and alcohol, every Polish is...
a solution to every problem.
Yeah. You're right. And we are talking about parties. What do you think about parties in the Gdańsk, Sopot or Gdynia?
I think Sopot is the place to go.
It's northern capital of Poland, if you mean parties, I think. Yeah. So, yeah.
I've been to Śródmieście, downtown, but people in the clubs are more like plus 30, 40 years old, so it's not the kind of people you're looking for, I guess.
I think we have to wait to warmer time, to better weather, and there will be a lot of good parties. Another reason to come to Gdańsk is history. As we mentioned earlier, that Gdańsk is a very important place for Polish history. But as we said, Polish people like to complain a long time, and I think it's also true. It's not our advantage, I know.
Yeah, but I can connect with that because it's the same with Germans.
Yeah.
But talking about cons, the biggest con is in fact public transportation and the fact that you have to pay for bus, tram or train a different ticket. Actually, I think I owe the SKM like 40, not 40 zloty, but 40 euro, because I got like busted. I bought a train ticket but drove with the tram, and then I couldn't even play the innocent foreigner. I don't know what I am doing. Then, you know, the controlling guy just said like 33. And I thought he meant 33 zloty, so I was in fact, okay with it. You know, it's not that much, but then later I found out it were 33 euro. So it's kind of annoying, in fact.
Okay, maybe we can talk about spending of free time for you. What do you do in your free time in Gdańsk?
I think so far I traveled around all over Gdańsk, looked for all the places where you can go, like the seaside, downtown. I think there are a lot of places. Zopot is, I guess, the place where you can go partying. And like I said earlier, I can't wait for summertime to spend time on the beach.
You are renting any house in the Gdańsk, or you are living in the student?
No, I have a one room flat in the downtown area. I think it's kind of expensive for Poles, but for
you it's still cheap.
Almost the same as in Germany. So I thought, okay, I pay for that, and since everything else is much more cheaper, I'm okay with it. Okay. But yeah.
You feel that you are developing your journalistic skills here in Gdańsk?
I think so. I hope so. I don't know. I think I will find out later. But after studying here, I'm looking for internships as well in Poland, and maybe I find something and gain more experience.
What is your dream? To work as history journalist? Maybe?
Political historical journalist, yeah. Maybe as a correspondent, but then I would have spent much more time than one semester I did so far in learning Polish, and it's very hard, but
okay. So thank you, and I wish you all the best for the future.
Yeah, you too.
And I think we will meet another time in the Radio Morse.
I hope so.
Okay, we wish you all of you a good evening, and see you next
Dziękuję
time.
Bardzo.
Dziękujemy.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir.